95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, Riggs intern Steve, and the third member of our broadcast team, a gentleman you might know by the name Ted Nugent,
yeah!
The Motor City Madman, is on the Morning Hog.
Hey, fine day to you, Riggs, that intern Steve guy. Happy cluster crack 22.
Listen, Steve was just in Tennessee, Ted. Have you ever spent any time in Tennessee?
You think? Any place with electricity and white-tailed deer, I've been there and I'm coming back.
Okay, good. And I want people need to know this is a magical week in the Ted Nugent household because you're birthing a new baby record called Detroit Muscle, and we were lucky enough to get in advance of this. This is pure Ted Nugent. This is you on the mic, too, yeah?
Yeah, I don't mess around. Am I the luckiest guitar player in the world? Are you kidding me? My buddies, what we're rehearsing right now for the tour, I got Jason Hartless from Detroit on drums and Greg Smith on bass. These guys are, I've been surrounded by the most fire-breathing musical animals my whole life. And we just realized that I started recording with the Amboy Dukes in 1967. That's 55 years ago. And I talked to my drummer from the Lords when we won the Battle of the Bands in Detroit in 1962. And I'm still in touch with these guys, and we're still having the time of our lives. How lucky am I? Huh?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And the body of work speaks for itself musically. But, man, for you to still be able to get out and do it on the road and then write, kick-ass original material rock. I mean, there's some great songs on this new record. The title track, which is the last one, Detroit Muscle, that's a banger, Ted. I mean, you're not laying back and playing a banjo and acoustic and stuff. You're going for it.
No, banjos and acoustics are kryptonite in my world. My guitar does not gently weep. I had a guitar that gently weeped one time, and I set it on fire. No, I'm a lucky guy. I was raised in the era of Chuck Berry and Little Richard and, you know, James Brown. I was born in Detroit, surrounded by the Motown Funk Brothers, so there's always been this force, this musical force around me. And here it is. It is 2022, but I'm a hunter, a fisherman, a trapper. I'm a farmer. I'm a rancher. I spend so much time with dirty hands in the great outdoors that by the time I'm doing my outdoor stuff, you know, I mean, really primal, earthy, down-to-earth, grounded perfection, that by the time I'm done doing that every day, I come in, I wash up a little bit so I don't get my guitar dirty, but I grab my Gibson Birdland guitars and I plug into an amplifier and I experiment with sounds and licks and grooves and patterns, and so it's real fresh. And again, Jason and Greg, when you got guys like that as your rhythm section, if you're saying it, thank you for acknowledging and celebrating my music, because it really does have a life of its own. How cool is that for an old man?
Yeah, I mean, it really does speak to, you know, whatever, if you're a kid and you want to be a musician, whether or not you hit it big like Ted has hit it or whatever, if you're still doing it 50, 60 years later, you found something that you love that it's not work, right?
No, it really is. It is instinctive and raw and natural and exciting. In fact, it's even more exciting than ever. You listen to some of the patterns and the licks and the arrangements on the new album. We were in a barn in a swamp in Michigan making this record, and we'd go out and shoot machine guns, maybe kill a squirrel and grill it before we get in there. So there's a little bit more blood and guts and organic material on my record than anybody else's in the history of music. So what you're hearing is guys that literally live this stuff. We, you know, and again, I escape it. I've been clean and sober my entire life because I'm a bow hunter, and you can't kill a deer with a sharp stick if you're drooling.
Right.
And so when you
true.
Take pretty good care of yourself and you get in a room and you start making music, I'm telling you guys, it's out of body when you and every lick I've ever done, going all the way back to the Amboy Dukes, the Damn Yankees, all my solo stuff, I can't wait to pick up that damn guitar and play with these guys. These fire-breathing musicians are always at my side. So it really is as instinctual and stimulating as anything in life. And I mean anything in life. And I'm a big fan of sex, and I'm a big fan of gut piles and aim small, miss small, and I'm a big fan of intensity. But boy, when it comes out of the guitar, is driven by Greg and Jason, it literally has a life of its own.
And this record, I'm glad you told me where it was recorded, because it does have that sound, like a very like you just stuck some mics in front of an amp and you've got feedback in this record. You've got these, it just has that organic feel to it. But I would think a guy like you, Ted, who loves to be outside, who loves to be, you know, not stuck inside, going into a studio must be kind of a nightmare. But I suppose if it's in your own barn, then that's okay.
Well, you got to stop and think of what my barn consists of.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I mean, I'm surrounded by a couple hundred thousand rounds of ammo and a bunch of dead animals on the wall. And there's bows and arrows and machine guns and crowbars and jackhammers and post hole diggers.
And oh, then, okay.
And then when it's time, then when it's time to take a break and eat, I just kill something.
That is, you know who that is. That's Ted Nugent. He's joining the Morning Hog today, and he's got a brand new record called Detroit Muscle that's out this Friday. So you can get it. You can pre-order it now. Get the record. Get the whole bundle. Get the T-shirt. Get it all, because Ted could easily be writing on 40, 45 years worth of music and not do anything new for you. But it's clearly it's your passion. I mean, it's 2022, and there's a brand new Ted Nugent album. We'll talk more about it. Ted Nugent is with us on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.